Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's special show. It's a special Saturday episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your hostess, Molly McCord. Thank you so much for being here. Whether you've been listening to the show for a while or it's your first time, welcome. Hello. Glad you are here and that you are choosing to energetically participate in this experience. I have a lovely, lovely guest for you today, and she is going to speak all about the Akashic Records. What are the Akashic Records? What information is in the Akashic Records for us? What energy is in them? There's all kinds of good gold within this energetic space, and the lovely Enos Martins is going to share with you more about this special record. It's like a library, and go into some of the things you can do there, how you can clear energy, how you can end agreements and soul contracts. So we're going to dive into that very quickly. I just like to start with a heads up for you about some topics we've covered in other shows, because there could be something in another episode that's really relevant to your journey right now. Last week on Wednesday, the show was about answers to your top spirituality questions, and we looked at 8 questions that had been submitted by listeners, and I gave you some answers from my spiritual guidance, and hopefully that really connected with you. We talked about what happens when you cut cords with somebody. We looked at what you can do to end certain energies in your life. We looked at what happens when you're stuck in the same healing pattern. What's that about? So there's some good information there. If you are interested, please check it out. And then to put on your calendar, have an accent, your calendar, we have 2 upcoming shows that are also very relevant to right now. Next Wednesday, we're going to be talking about practicing joy on a regular basis and how to make this energy a part of your daily experience within the new paradigms that we're living in. You know, we've been through healing, we've been through closures and completing energies, and so much of this big shifting has been happening. Now we're at this new starting point. We need to be actively choosing joy and what that looks like and what that means. We're going to explore all of that. So I hope you can join me for that upcoming show. And then the following week, another timely topic, being the spiritual black sheep in your family. If you are the only one in your family who has spiritual interests, who is following a spiritual path, why? Why did you choose this role to be the spiritual black sheep? What is the gold within these scenarios and relationships? What is your family teaching you? So we're going to dive into all that. That's going to be a really good show. And I think you're going to find a lot of gold there and a lot of validation, because we need to hear that everything is divine and our family holds a lot of energy for us and a lot of unconscious patterns. So we're going to check that out and dive into that deeper divine meaning. So I hope you can stop by and listen to that show too. So now we're going to speak with Enos Martins, and she has been an Akashic visionary and a professional intuitive, practicing actively since 2008, so she really knows her stuff. She's really familiar with Akashic records and has been a pioneer in this energy and in helping people work with this energy in their own lives. Enos, welcome. I'm so happy you're here today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and I really appreciate having this beautiful platform where we can exchange some thoughts and perhaps open up some new ideas and thoughts for the listeners.
Perfectly said. Yes, and I want to give a full disclosure here to everybody listening is that I have had sessions with Enos for my Akashic Records, and I 100%, two thumbs up, support this work and feel that it has made significant shifts in my life. And so that's why I'm excited to share your talents, Enos, because one, I know how effective it is and how much shifts in our lives when we do this work. And two, I think people are going to get a lot of good information from you that reminds them how powerful they are, that how we can change things, how we can end things, how we can clear away energies on our own terms. And that's one of the things I love about the Akashic Records.
Definitely. The real focus of any type of clearing work in the Akashic Records is in very simple terms to reclaim your power. So, over the years and over our various different incarnations, we tend to create patterns, etc., where we give power away. And part of the clearing work helps you to reclaim your power and to realize that the creational aspect really lies within, meaning that you can create the life that you really wish to have when you let go of and release and clear the past hurts and contracts and all of these things. And as you do that, you energetically shift yourself, first of all, into a higher vibration, but second of all, you're actually helping those around you as well, as within, so without. So as you become more peaceful and as you become more in your power, by extension, those people who are around you will reflect that back to you, making your life experience a lot easier.
Exactly. Absolutely. And this is something where we initiate it. You know, we have to want this information. We have to want this energy to be in our lives. And so that's why this show, I think, is going to help people understand that they have so much control over nearly every scenario in their life, and we forget that, right? Like, we can be going through the motions and not be aware of our own patterns and programming and beliefs, but that we have some divine gifts within every energy that we participate in. And the Akashic Records reminds us of that. And what I love, Enos, is that it provides the full story.
Yes,
I mean,
does.
You understand where something began and why it's showing up now in your life.
Yes, and always what always goes hand in hand with that is also the life lesson around it, because generally speaking, when we experience, I guess you could call it stumbling blocks, what happens is that we're actually being confronted with a life lesson, something to help our soul growth, to help our emotional growth, and even our mental and physical growth. That's really the little tidbit behind it, that it's so much more than just a pattern, or it's so much more than just an experience. It really is returning to self-love, returning to self-honoring and to self-acceptance. That is where all of us jointly, but also on our own, are putting our focus. That's what's happening. And these life lessons, they really come up for us to take charge of our life, to say, okay, this I am done with. I do not want to experience this over and over again. So what's the root? And the moment that we ask, so what's the root? and we no longer fight or ignore the issue. That's when we reclaim our power, because we're no longer a victim. We become the person who chooses how we experience and how we work with a specific scenario.
I'm nodding my head the whole time you're speaking. I'm like, yes, 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 because you're just tapping on so many vital points here. And because we love this topic, you and I, and we like to get into it, I want to make sure and give everyone the right information so that they can be aware of what we're talking about specifically, because I think there's people who are brand new to this topic. So as we're speaking, I want everyone to know that you can also check out Enos's website. It's visionarylifeconsultant.com, visionarylifeconsultant.com. You can see her work and her offerings if you want to click around and get to know her better in that space. And I also want to let you know that as we're speaking, Enos has a very special deal on personal sessions that she's going to be sharing with you. So if this information is resonating with you and you want a session, she's generously offering Conscious Cool Chic listeners a very cool deal. So we're going to get to that in a minute. But I'd love to start, Enos, with sort of the Akashic Records 101 and just let people know, what are the Akashic Records? What is it about?
Okay, so very simply put, the idea is based on that we have various incarnations. So we have one soul that reincarnates over and over again. Now, depending on with whom you'll speak, some people will say, you know, some people will talk about past lives, and other people will speak about parallel lives. It doesn't really matter which way you see it. Neither one, I'm going to say, is correct or incorrect. They're both just simply different views. But the point being that the soul has all these different incarnation experiences. And the Akashic Records is the energetic or vibrational library where each experience of the soul in any type of an incarnation is recorded. So whatever experiences you may have had as a child, for example, will be recorded in the records, and whatever is happening right now and the potential futures are also recorded in the Akashic Records. It's, as I said, a vibrational library of the soul through time. So whatever your soul has ever experienced is in those records. Now, what's interesting is that each person, each human, has an Akashic Record, but it goes much further than that. Our animals also have Akashic Records, as do towns and cities and countries, etc. These are usually Akashic Records which we do not access or very rarely access, and the power really is more in the personal Akashic Records. There is one interesting aspect, which is that there is also what I would call, or from my experience, what I would call a collective consciousness Akashic Records. And it's very interesting how each personal Akashic Record flows into that as well.
Right, right. And so that would be part of the Akashic Records for a city or a country, is that collective energy in that space.
Correct.
In that geographic space.
Yes. Yes.
That's fascinating.
Exactly.
To think of it in that. That's fascinating to think of it in those terms. That it isn't just about people, but it's the soul of a geographical location. It's the bigger energies that are participating all around us.
Correct. And that also, a lot of people who are empaths experience, I'm going to say, fluctuations in their, I don't want to use the word mood, because that's a little bit, it's not quite correct, but they will, you know, they will experience highs and lows according to the collective. And when that happens, that's a, you know, that's a clear sign that that there's a little bit too much engagement between the personal and the collective, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And that brings me to a very relevant point right now. Last night, I didn't sleep well at all. I was tossing and turning. Lots of energies were present in whatever dimensions I was experiencing. And I woke up this morning feeling fuzzy. And I just thought, okay, what was this about? Why did I not sleep well? Well, for me, I accidentally was watching the news yesterday. And there's a lot of activity and fear circulating right now around the city of Boston, and a lot of energy is up around that. And I feel that I absorbed some of that by watching the news accidentally, and that as an empath, that contributed to the energy I felt overnight. So I'm thinking, like, there's something going on here, as you mentioned, with being an empath and feeling these energies, that we feel them so strongly, and we're feeling even the soul history records of the city of Boston and other things that have happened there.
Yes, that definitely can happen, and in your case, I'm going to agree that that is what happened. The same exact thing happened to me. Sometimes it happens that I hear about world events, and most specifically when they are man-made disasters, I tend to unconsciously in some way tap into that energy. Now, there are a few different reasons why we do this. Sometimes we also do this to actually transmute the energies. So when there's a lot of fear in the collective, what happens is that empaths who are, you know, in the line of work that we are in may go and actually transmute some of the energies into higher vibration. And when we do that, it can happen that we are restless, or that we are unable to sleep, or there is a bit of anxiety, etc. And during those times, specifically during those times, it is of utmost importance that we care and nurture ourselves, and that we really take the time to continually ground ourselves, recalibrate ourselves, and recenter ourselves so that we do not get what I call sucked up into that mass consciousness fear, and rather pull the energy out and uplift it.
Yes, that's a wonderful perspective, and that helps to understand why we would be even drawn to a scenario that has so much fear in it. It's not to participate in the fear, it's to elevate it, to transmute it, to take it to a higher place, which does amazing work around the globe. Energetically, that is what's needed right now. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Enos, this is where our ability to tap into our power and to make conscious choices makes all the difference.
Yes, quite obviously, because when we're not consciously aware and we start feeding into the fear, what happens is that it gets magnified. You know, anytime we have people who are empaths and who have, you know, strong gifts, when we, even as single people, decide to consciously remove ourselves and uplift the energy and say, okay, we're not giving into the fear. Actually, what we're doing is we're transmuting and we're uplifting. Then we're good. What does become an issue is if we all of a sudden, for whatever reason, do not make that conscious choice, and we get sucked into that, I would call fearful or negative energy. When that happens, basically, with the gifts that we have, we amplify that. So it's really necessary for us to be very consciously aware of these choices that we are presented with. We are presented with dozens, if not hundreds, of choices each and every day. Do I react to this, or do I detach and allow the energy to transmute through me? That's one of the key questions or key choices that we make every few minutes in our lives.
Absolutely. That was beautifully said. And that is the energy we're in right now, is that as our individual and collective consciousness grows, we're at a place where we recognize our choice in conversations, in our activities, in how we spend our time, and where we direct our daily habits. Everything becomes choice, and that's where we claim more of our power and work with what we really want to create. And that's what I love about the Akashic Records, is that we are connected to the history of an energy, and as we clear it, we're then able to look at it and say, okay, now I choose to make this decision in this moment, and it shifts things on quantum levels. I've felt that in my own life. It's incredible how much you can shift by just working with these energies. And what I would love to know more about, Ines, is when someone has a session with you and they want to look at their Akashic Records, how does that unfold for you? How do you guide them? How do you lead them? What happens through the course of that session?
Well, it is a very interactive process. It begins very simply by me accessing the records. I do that through what some people would call a semi-meditative state. So I use what I call an entry request. Other people would call it a prayer to access the records. And once I'm in that space, I'm actually energetically in that space of the Akashic Records of the person that I'm working with. Usually what will happen is that as I open the records, I will already be flooded with just little tidbits of whether this person, you know, is an intuitive, whether this person is an empath, whether this person, you know, has some major issues going on, etc. And I will oftentimes, depending on the person, I will oftentimes give a short overview of what I'm experiencing. And then together, we basically look at issues. So that's where it really becomes interactive. So say the client will tell me, you know, I feel really stuck. I feel as though I consistently take on a new job, and then after 6 months, I feel the need that I have to change the jobs, and I keep attracting the same types of bosses. And so as the person tells me the story of the here and now of what's actually happening, I then go in and I find out, okay, so what is the cause? Is there a contract or an agreement in place which is creating this loop, as I would call it? Or is it, you know, is it based on fear, that the person has a fear of being committed? Sometimes there's a contract of, you know, fear of commitment in there. Even with a thing like a job, which on, you know, first glance sounds completely crazy. But if you look at it and you say, okay, so this person has a fear of committing to a job, and then you basically turn it around and find out, okay, so why? So what is the contract that is creating this loop? And then as the session progresses, we get an overview of all the different contracts that are in place. I'm just going to give, you know, a few contracts that seem to be coming up quite frequently. One of them is, for example, giving power away, loss of voice, being in servitude, always putting self behind everyone else, keeping self small. Those are just some examples. So as you interact, or as we interact, a picture, literally a picture arrives as to what exactly is in place. And then as we go on, I will always ask whether you are willing or you are wanting to release these contracts, and if it is for your highest good and we receive permission, that is when we will move into the clearing process. Then after the clearing is done, I will usually ask you to just simply take a couple of deep breaths and tell me how you're feeling. Sometimes we'll then move into an emotional clearing as well, especially when there are a lot of built-up emotions such as anger, frustration, resentment, or grief. We will clear those out, and then we will rebalance everything by either bringing in new energies or creating new thought forms. New thought forms are thought forms that are principally just simply affirmations which are uplifting and supportive. And we bring those into your energy field so that it is easier for you to move out of the habit, to break the habit of your thought patterns, which in part create what you're experiencing, and move into a higher vibration.
That was so beautifully explained. And there's a lot happening underneath the surface, too. So it's like we're consciously going through the Akashic Records and these themes that are coming up and understanding the story and the lessons and everything. But then there's more happening in the energetic space, and that's the part of it where we're shifting in huge ways because we're claiming back that power or, you know, the gifts of the lesson and consciously working with it in a new way. And so that is why, as you stated before, when we're working with this energy, it changes other parts of our lives because we're shifting it in such huge ways.
Absolutely. When we do this clearing work, it's basically that we are very, you know, we're making the conscious decision to leave a specific pattern or habit behind us and rather create something which gives us, you know, really the power to choose. It gives us the power. And what's interesting is that oftentimes we will not even be aware of these contracts that we have in place, because they're very well hidden, and sometimes they originate back to childhood, but sometimes they go back even much, much further. So in other, you know, in other incarnations that you, for example, experienced, you experienced going hungry all the time, and if you had that experience in some other incarnation, that is very much present in your current energy field. So your current energy field contains that. And as it contains that, you will consistently have the fear of becoming very poor or becoming, you know, famished, having no food, being poor. Those are all things that can happen as a result. And if there's that underlying fear and you're not even fully aware of it, it's you begin a loop of experiencing what I would call it might sound a little bit strong, but almost traumatic experiences which support the contract that you have. So by ending the contract, by releasing it, by clearing it, you are giving yourself the opportunity to move above and beyond that and create a higher vibration.
Yes, yes, I'm absolutely connecting with this. And it's, in fact, it's very timely because just this past week I had a few astrology clients with the same theme coming up around huge financial debt. And I was feeling strongly that there was something about these in other past lives, they had agreed to, quote-unquote, pay off their debts, whether that's energetic or financial or otherwise, in this lifetime as a way to balance certain energies. So as you were explaining, Enos, it's like we can agree to be ending these energies now, and they have been perhaps built up over many lifetimes of unconscious choices. And so that's why we have something very significant come forward in our life, because we also have the resources and tools available to take control of the theme.
Correct. And one thing to understand is sometimes people will ask me, well, does that mean that, you know, we're just delaying the lesson, or that, you know, this will come back in the next incarnation again? And that's not what my work is about. The work in the Akashic Records is about clearing out residue, remnants, things that we have, around which we have learned the life lessons. So whenever you have learned a life lesson, clearing out that contract or that agreement is going to help you to move forward. So there's no jumping timelines in the sense of that you're just delaying the same thing and will experience it then, you know, in your next incarnation. That's not what the work in the Akashic Records is about. It's really about identifying those life lessons, understanding the patterns, finding the connection, and then releasing the contracts and agreements, changing your habits and your patterns in a way that open you up to further exploration and to a higher frequency.
And with clients who are coming to you now, are there themes that you're noticing since the shift of December 2012, or is there anything that's coming forward now in your work that is, new, that represents the new energy that we're in right now?
It's been interesting because in some ways, I'm going to answer that with a yes and a no.
Perfect.
And I'll explain why. The reason why it's yes and no is that these themes have been coming up even before the shift of December 2012 for some people. However, they are coming forward now at a much higher frequency. So in other words, more and more clients are coming with this. So while at this may have been, you know, interspersed once in a while previously, it now is very frequent that we talk about issues such as reclaiming power. As I said, one of the core essences that seems to be coming up is really around giving power away. And I feel that the energies as they are right now are really pushing us to claim that, to claim that we realize and we see that we've been giving power away and that we put an end to it, that we reclaim our power. We say, you know what? My choice, my life, my responsibility. One of the recurrent themes also appears to be at this present time is that a lot of people come to me who have what I call savior or hero contracts in place. So they feel responsible for other people in their life now, such as either parents or, you know, a loved one in the sense of a partner, that they feel an incredible need to help this person, to save this person. And this is especially apparent when you have one partner who is awake and fully aware of what's going on, meaning conscious, and you have one who is still wrapped up in what I would call the mass consciousness fear scenario. When that happens, the person who is aware or awake has often, very often, a contract in place around wanting to save the other person or wanting to, you know, there's this the whole concept around if only, what if, you know, if only the other person would wake up, if only the other person would finally realize, etc. And that's twofold, because it's on the one hand, It's taking power away from the other person by consistently thinking of if only. But at the same time, it's also giving yourself your own power away, because you are no longer really truly in your power when you do that. Because you become the victim. And that appears to be coming up quite frequently at the moment.
That is fascinating. And that feels like there have been lifetimes of that pattern of being the healer, being the savior, being the teacher, being the one who had more information to share. And so it's this unconscious need to continually perhaps influence or assist others. And yet when we move fully into our power, we recognize that other people are always fully in their power too, and we don't need to heal, save, teach anybody, that they have that ability on their own.
Yes. Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. There's so much power in honoring where the other person is at. So even when you have, when you're surrounded by friends and some of these friends are just, they're just not seeing the bigger picture. That's okay. That's their choice at this present moment in the here and now. And
right.
We need to honor that. We need to honor where we are ourselves. But by the same token, we need to also honor where others are. This life experience here on Mother Earth is based on free will. So each one of us, whether we make use of it or not, has the free will to choose whether we want to be awake or whether we want to be part of the, what you would call, mass consciousness that is hopefully soon shifting into more awakeness. However, again, I say hopefully because on some level, obviously, it hurts to watch what happens, all over the place. Doesn't matter whether you look in politics or at Boston or whatever. There's a part of me, I'm not going to deny that. I need to honor that there's a part of me that hurts when I see all these things happening. But by the same time, by honoring how I feel, I say, okay, so I see this is where it is at right now. And I'm going to contribute my best to it by remaining in my power and therefore inspiring others to do the same.
Yes, beautifully said. I love that, Ines. That is a powerful reminder about our own personal choices and maintaining self-integrity regardless of external events. That's really important right now.
Yes.
Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that you, you work with so many different people and they're all over the world, and you just do a lot of powerful work in your sessions, and that, your sessions are something that are life-changing. I mean, it really changes the way people interact and how they use their energy. And as I said, I've loved my sessions with you. And so I found it very generous of you that you are willing to offer a special discount to people who are interested in what you're saying and your approach, and they're resonating with everything you're sharing. So could you tell us a little bit about your personal sessions and what special price you're offering to listeners today?
Yes, absolutely. So the sessions that I offer two different types of sessions. Sometimes, well, actually three, but I'm going to focus on two right now. I do intuitive work, which I also do through the Akashic Records. So if you have questions that are more of the general nature, that would be that. I don't answer questions, am I going to marry in the next 6 months? What I prefer to answer is, what is holding me back from getting married, or what is holding me back from meeting the man of my dreams, just as an example.
Right.
So that's, those are types of questions I work with as an intuitive. Now, this always goes hand in hand, or oftentimes goes hand in hand, with the clearing work that I do, which again is around clearing contracts, such as we had described earlier, that are holding you back. And it doesn't really matter in which arena this is. This can be work, this can be love, this can be friendship, it can be business relationships. It can really be the entire gamut. So those are the two main types of sessions that I offer in this type of work. And the discount that I'm giving is $30 off, which is then $120 an hour. And I have it set up on my website. There's a little button on the homepage, visionarylifeconsultant.com, which says schedule an appointment now. And there you will see 60-minute radio special. And you can click on that and book through that.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. That's so generous of you, because I feel that there's a lot of people who are going to benefit from this work you do, and from understanding their own healing themes and energies and everything we're talking about now. So thank you for offering that. I hope people want to check that out. Again, Ines's website is visionarylifeconsultant.com. And what I'd love to know a little bit more about, Ines, is you work with vows, soul contracts, agreements, patterns, belief systems, blocks, I mean, just so many different types of energies. Could you explain to us the difference between, say, a soul contract and a soul agreement? Is there much of a difference?
Energetically, there's a little bit of a difference, because a contract is much stronger than an agreement. An agreement, you know, if we put it down to layman's terms, how, and we take it back into, you know, the life that we know right here, right now. If we make an agreement with someone, it's usually the equivalent of a handshake, right? You make an agreement, you say, okay, so
right. We're
here to support each other, for example, and you make a handshake. A contract is, if you look at it again from that perspective, would be written, meaning it would already have a lot of legal weight if you were to convert it into, as I said, 3D terms. It would have significant amount of weight, because
okay.
A contract is signed. For example, typical contract that we sign here, especially here in the United States, are for houses. You know, you have a contract. You have either a lease contract, or you have a contract to buy the house, and you can already see at the heaviness of that, right? The heaviness, it's a much stronger, energetically much more founded, much more grounded experience than just an agreement. An agreement can be made, you know, just flying by someone, but a contract is something that has quite the weight, and that you don't get out of quite that easily. Take a lease agreement. It's usually for 12 months. Sometimes 24 months. So you would be put into that specific spot where you have to commit to that for that time. And the same is with soul contracts. Now, soul contracts, there are different types as well here. We talk about, you know, contracts that we may have with another person. And this is, again, you know, when we talk about the Akashic Records, we may have a contract with another person that we teach each other about self-love. That could be a soul contract. And that can be something that is very positive, but a contract can also be something that is very restrictive. For example, some of the contracts that I've seen previously, especially between two people who, you know, are really hurting each other and are really not in any shape, way, or form truly meant to be together, and really need to go their separate ways, and they can't, usually what happens is that there's a contract in place between the two of them that they will stay together, I'm going to say, quote, unquote, forever. Okay? And that's something that was usually done in another incarnation. And in that other incarnation, it oftentimes will have actually ensured survival of one of the two people. So a contract is something that is created when you make a statement backed with a tremendous push of emotions.
And wow, just, okay.
Just to clarify, this is something that you can create in this lifetime as well. An example, if you're emotionally very charged and you will say, I will never leave you, okay, that can become a contract in that moment. The key
and
is
then,
really the emotion that's the key is really the emotions which are backed, which by which it is backed. If there's really a tremendous push of emotions behind it, that's when the contract clasps.
And that's a valid point you just made, is how we are making these contracts and agreements with our energy right now. So not only in the Akashic Records are we clearing and transforming and making new choices, but we are also creating in our Akashic Records at this time.
Yes. This is actually a very good point. The creation in the Akashic Records, or the creation of contracts and agreements, can happen at any given point in time. It can be, you know, past life or other incarnation. It can be right here, right now. It doesn't matter. The time does not matter around it. The key is really that the words stated are backed by emotions. So, for example, I had a friend who at some point said to me did he say that he felt like a slave or that he was a slave? I'm a slave in this lifetime. But it was backed by so much so much emotion. There was like really the energetics behind it was so intense that was exactly what he was beginning to experience. That he was moving into that experience. Sorry.
Because what came to mind is so that is the main difference between saying something with a ton of emotion and energy behind it versus making an off-the-cuff joking statement.
Yes, correct. We need to be aware of one little detail around that as well, though, which is that when we do an off-the-cuff statement and we repeat that over and over again, it can become a contract.
Right, because it is representing more than just the words, you're saying.
Yes, correct, because it's becoming a belief system or even stronger, a truth. We sometimes, it's very interesting, because we sometimes have belief systems that we actually do not understand that they're belief systems. We think them to be truths.
Right.
And that makes for a very difficult experience, because you're assuming that this is a truth, while in reality it's just simply a belief system. It may have been handed down from generation to generation, ancestrally or energetically, it may have been handed down, but at some point you just simply think that your belief system is actually a truth. And uncovering that takes quite, you know, that takes diligence. It really takes diligence to uncover that it is a belief system and not actually a truth.
Very smart distinction there, yes. And I think diligence is a key word here, because when we are clearing and transforming ourselves and getting into these deeper energies that reside within our soul's history, We are now committing to a new way of being, and that requires diligence. It requires an awareness of thoughts and of how you're forming new patterns and habits. And so do you have any stories or anything you can share with us about a client who has done that successfully and what has changed in their lives?
Okay, let me think a little bit about this.
I'm putting you on the spot with that.
A little bit.
Because
I'll be honest, oftentimes, I will not hear back from a client until, even a couple of years later. One experience that I did have, which I think is interesting, was I had a client come to me, and she was, initially she came to me, and this is something I don't usually handle, but I'm just going to say it anyway. She had some health issues, and she was trying to get to the root of, the physical reason for the health issues. And then 6 months later, I hear from her again, and she said to me, you were spot on. She had black mold in her house. And so that had been coming up in this intuitive session. But what was interesting was she said to me, okay, so now I'm ready. I'm having issues with my husband, and it's really driving me insane. I'm unable to really, I'm just done. I'm done, but I'm unable to leave. Why am I unable to leave? And so what we did is we went into, her records, and we did an interpersonal clearing, in this case, between her and her husband to remove what was forcing her to stay. Now, remember, we always have free will. And this is the key, that when we have contracts in place, these contracts usually infringe on our free will. So when you would have no contracts in place with your partner and you were having a difficult time, under normal circumstances, both parties, or at least one, would just simply call it quits and say, okay, I'm on my way. And, you would separate. Okay, that would be under what I would call no contract circumstances. When you do have a contract in place that is keeping you in place, such as, I'll be at your side forever, what happens is that contract supersedes everything else. So even though you may have rationally made the decision that this is no longer working and you need to move away, emotionally, it will be emotionally and physically, it will be next to impossible with those contracts in place. So in her case, we did an interpersonal clearing, which then gave her the choice. And this is where the empowerment comes in again. The choice to either stay in the relationship or to leave the relationship. But it was now, without that contract of having to stay in the relationship, it was based on free will, whether she chooses to stay or she chooses to leave.
It clears the slate, and she's given the fresh choice.
Yes, she's given the fresh choice. There's no longer any what I would call binding from another incarnation or even from this current lifetime. So in this case, the last information that I received was that she had indeed moved on from this relationship. So, which I could feel for her in this present moment was for her highest good. Now, this does not mean that I'm pro-divorce and pro, always, leaving at first,
right,
at first sight, okay? I'm definitely not for that. However, I feel that when you've come to a point in time where a relationship really truly becomes detrimental to you and your health, it is invaluable to have a choice and to be able to make that choice, whether you want to stay or you want to go. And the Akashic Record clearing in this case gave that power right back to her to make the choice.
Absolutely, yes.
So,
and so this is interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's interesting because she came to you first with a health issue, but it's almost like there was layers here that had to be removed or looked at.
Yes.
And so that's interesting too, because it's sort of like following the breadcrumbs and seeing where things lead. As you start to do more healing work and get to the heart of the issue, more stuff can come up for your best and highest good.
Yes. And that brings me actually to another client of mine who, you know, who had an interesting experience going on with a triangle situation. So again, this was a relationship issue. She was her husband, and her husband had been previously married. And this person who he had been previously married with had passed away due to cancer. So there was a triangle going on between the three of them. And even after her death, there was consistently this experience that he was still not just thinking about her, which is human and understandable, but there was like still this longing. And what we did was we did, again, this was, again, an interpersonal between the three of them to help each one of the three from my client's view, perspective, and from her Akashic Records, to help her separate herself out of the triangle and to create empowerment between her and her husband. And this was very interesting because this worked significantly. She told me shortly thereafter and also a few months later that it made such a huge difference in her communication and in the fact that she was no longer in what you would call the victim.
Right.
Victim mode.
Yes.
But rather in the empowerment mode. So that's just an example, and there, you know, this is just around relationships. I tend to bring in, or I tend to have a lot of clients who are working with relationships for some reason. So they appear to come to me quite frequently, and they tend to come more than once. So I hear how it resolves itself, while others. You know, when you do clearing work around, for example, money issues, just as an example, it's not always that people will come back, or if they do, they'll come back a year or even 2 years later with a different issue. So there's no measurement for me to see whether it works. How deep the effects are. And it always also depends, and I have to really make this very clear, as to your personal choices, because each client that works with me then has the choice at the end to break the habit, to follow through on the suggestions that came through, or go back into the old habit.
Right. Right, that's a good point, because there could be a point or even a part of you that isn't ready or is just wanting it moves at a slower speed or pace that is comfortable for you, and that's important to honor too for your clients.
And oftentimes it's really a matter of also for the clients of reaching clarity that they were not aware of certain patterns. Like, for example, the loss of voice is one that comes up a lot, that people feel as though they are unable to speak their truth or even be honest with, for example, their partners or even with friends. And when that happens, you know, then it's really, you know, that I'm going to say is comparatively can be, depending on the circumstances, can be comparatively easy to resolve if that inner choice is then made, yes, I want to speak my truth. Yes, I choose to speak my truth, and I do so with ease and grace and with love and joy. You know, if you make that choice, then it's pretty easy to follow up on. On the other hand, when you have very intense entanglements, it sometimes gets a little bit more complicated, because the person who's done the clearing work then needs to really follow through and make sure that the thought loops, like cycles that come over and over and over again, that those are stopped.
Right. Yes, that's a great example.
If you continue with the thought loops, for example, a typical one is, I'm always poor. If you continue having, so you've just had a clearing around, you know, lack of abundance. But if you continue to go into, I'm always poor, always tell that or think that or say that or, you know, in other ways experience that, what happens is that you recreate the contract almost instantaneously.
Wow.
So,
okay, well, that's great to know. That's important to know, it seems.
So it is super important. It is of utmost importance that when you, again, this only happens when, for example, I'm always poor. If you push emotions behind that, okay. So if there are emotions backing that, and you've just done a clearing, and you repeat that over and over again, you recreate it right away again. So that's why I usually give the advice to my clients to become aware of their thoughts and stop them in their tracks. And it's a very simple process to just simply, when you notice that you're having a thought which is not supportive or negative, and you just simply say, you know, no, I'm done with that. And then you place whatever you're feeling or whatever your experience is in that moment into a bubble of white light in front of you, send it up to your guides and angels to take care of, and then use one of the affirmations, such as in this case, you would say something like, today and always, abundance flows to me with ease and grace. I attract abundance wherever I go. So as you do that and you disconnect from that thought loop and use that affirmation, you're doing two things. You're bringing yourself back into alignment with that clean slate after the clearing. But at the same time, you're also creating a new and supportive truth, respectively, belief system. First, you start out with a belief system, and then at some point, it becomes your truth that you are an abundant being.
And that's a very relevant topic right now. So that's a beautiful example. I'm glad you shared that. We only have a few minutes left, and I want to make sure and let people know who maybe joined us a little later that Enos is offering a lovely special on Akashic Records on her website. If you go to Visionary Life Consultant and check out her services, she is offering $30 off an hour session. So if this information is resonating with you, and if you are feeling an issue come up as you're listening to this, it's probably because it's ready for your attention. It's ready for you to claim it and make a new choice with it. So check out Enos's website and also check her out on Facebook, because I love your Facebook posts, Enos. They're always so happy, and your pictures are wonderful that you share.
Yes, let me state right here, right now, then, that obviously you can send me a personal friend request. My name is Enes Martens, I-N-E-S, and then last name is Martens, M-A-R-T-E-N-S, and I will accept that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for all of your time today. Just before we go, is there any final word you want people to know about the Akashic Records? I know we've covered a lot, but is there anything else we should make sure and say before we close this session together?
It the one thing that I'd like to really highlight is that what we talked about earlier about having choices, that it's
right.
always a choice also to be at peace, and that the inner peace is irrespective of what's happening on the outside. So our inner peace is dependent on ourselves, on our own inner work. And the Akashic records really work with that, what is within. So it does not shift so much the outside circumstances, only by reflection does it, but it shifts your own inner perception to one of peace and calm, and also I would say joy. And that's really the key essence to empowerment, noticing and understanding that everything is within ourselves. And when we do the work within ourselves, such as this clearing work, we become the peace that we seek.
Beautifully said. And I want to leave it at that. I want those words to hang in the air. So thank you for your time, Ina. Thank you for everything you've generously shared and offered us. It's been fascinating and informative. Thank you for your time.
And thank you so, so very much for having me. I really enjoyed being with you on the radio here.
Great. Well, thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening. You can listen to this show again if you would like to get some more information or to listen to some of Ines's points. And then join me live for the next episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you so much for being here. Namaste.